This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Christians around the world are celebrating Christmas today. In his traditional Christmas Day Mass, Pope Francis urged the world to let the light of Christmas pierce the darkness in human hearts that leads to religious persecution, social injustice, armed conflicts, and fear of migrants. He also joined the head of the Anglican Church to send a special message to the people of South Sudan, expressing hopes for peace, prosperity, and implementation of a peace deal. Protests left a trail of destruction on Christmas Day after clashes spilled out across malls and the tourist hub in Hong Kong the night before. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Hong Kong woke to debris and graffiti on Christmas Day after a night of violent protests. Protesters vandalized a bank of HSBC. The bank became embroiled in a saga involving an official crackdown on a fundraising platform supporting protesters in need. About 100 protesters then trashed a Starbucks.
This year's Christmas is much worse than previous Christmases. It would be much happier if no one makes trouble.
On Christmas Eve, undercover police clashed with thousands of anti-government protesters. The protesters flooded the streets of a popular tourist district and also held rallies in nearby shopping malls.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. Officials in Burkina Faso say soldiers killed 80 Islamic militants who launched simultaneous attacks on a military post and the northern town of Urbinda Tuesday. The militants killed at least 35 civilians, mostly women, before they were beaten back. Seven soldiers were also killed. Islamic militants in Mali, under pressure from French forces, have spilled across the border into Burkina Faso, killing hundreds of people and sending thousands fleeing from their homes. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been promising President Trump a special gift for Christmas. AP's Jackie Quinn has more on this ominous threat.
After North Korea's leader warned he would take action if sanctions are not eased by the end of the year, the speculation is that the Christmas gift he's promised the U.S. would likely be a new missile test, perhaps a missile capable of delivering a nuclear warhead. When asked how the U.S. will respond, President Trump said maybe Kim Jong-un is planning a nice present, like a beautiful vase, rather than a missile launch. A U.N. spokesman says the world body has a Christmas message for Pyongyang. It should work for peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and resume disarmament talks with the United States. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump berated Democratic lawmakers over his impeachment Tuesday as a legislative standoff continues over a Senate impeachment trial.
They didn't give us due process. They didn't give us a lawyer. They didn't give us anything. Now they come to the Senate and they want everything.
Mr. Trump also took aim specifically at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for indefinitely postponing the sending of the articles of impeachment to Republican-controlled Senate so a trial can begin.
She hates the Republican Party. She hates all of the people that voted for me and the Republican Party.
President Trump is only the third U.S. president to be impeached in the country's 243-year history. An activist group in Afghanistan says Taliban insurgents have captured a convoy of 27 peace marchers in western Afghanistan and taken them to an undisclosed location. A spokesman for the People Peace Movement says leaders of his group are in touch with senior Taliban leaders to ensure their safe return. Two women have filed a class action lawsuit against Frontier Airlines, saying they were sexually assaulted on flights last year and alleging the airline didn't help them.
One woman says she was sexually assaulted by a fellow passenger in October 2018, flying from Denver to Rhode Island. According to the Denver Post, the woman says she was not allowed to change her seat after reporting the incident to a flight attendant. A second woman says she was assaulted in November flying to Florida and that flight attendants didn't help her nor contact law enforcement. A spokeswoman for the Denver-based budget carrier says she can't comment on the lawsuits, but says Frontier has strict policies on handling reports of misconduct and alleged crimes. The plaintiffs say any other victims can join their class action suit. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.